Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, what kind of witnesses? Faith witnesses from chapter 11, all those verses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. Jesus is the faith master. Nobody ever did it better. Walking by faith, pleasing the Father every day, every hour, every breath, everything He said, did, thought, received, and nobody ever will surpass Him being a better faith master. And yet He said you could become like Him, right? Obviously not surpass Him, but how many think that's pretty tall cotton to be as Him, like Him? That's you can't get no higher. But here's how He did it. The author and finisher or perfecter of faith, who for the what?
Joy.
For the what?
Joy.
How'd He do it? He did it by faith. How did we know He had faith?
Joy.
He had joy.
Yes.
Where? When did He have joy? Where is this talking about? At the cross. This is how He endured the cross. He despised the mocking and the apparent shame of being crucified. This is capital punishment, like the worst murderer or the worst rebel would be killed. And people that didn't know any better were looking and saying, well, we wondered if He was a prophet from God, but obviously not. Look at what's happening to Him. He despised all that shame. And He endured it by faith as what? For the joy that was set before Him. How was He so strong at this trying time? The joy of the Lord is strength. Say it out loud. The joy of the Lord,
is
my strength.
My strength.
Now, we're not talking about what the world calls happiness.
No.
Mm-mm. This is something you can't get in the world. You cannot find from a bottle or a pill or buying everything in the store or anything else. People are happy because they're eating their favorite pizza. They're happy because they're watching their favorite show. They're happy because at their favorite sporting event. That's not what we're talking about. The joy, not just any joy, the joy of the Lord is your and my strength. It is the quickening by the Spirit of life. Have you ever experienced joy? Joy of the Lord. It's real. I said it's real. You can be so full of the joy of the Lord, it has some similarities to being drunk.
Amen. Yes, yes.
Or high. That's not my idea. Is it in the Bible or not? He said, don't be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And part of that was singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord. Expressions of joy include laughing and singing and shouting and dancing. Sit out loud. Laughing, singing, shouting. Dancing. How many adults, including Christian adults, go days and don't even smile. Much less laugh. Much less a real laugh. How many Christians go months and years? Never shouted their whole life. This is why so many are so weak. And the reason why folks are not doing this is lack of faith. Don't believe. Go more by what they see, what they don't see, what they feel, what they don't feel. If it looks bad, reason to feel bad. If I don't have it, it's reason to be depressed. But if you believed that no matter what you're seeing and feeling right now, God's already heard your prayer. Things are already in the works. That gives you the ability, if you believe, joy begins to come up in you. Of this confident expectation. And an excitement works in you. How could Jesus endure the cross? For the joy that was set before him. He could see Faith Life Church. Branson and Sarah. He could see all the other churches in the U.S. and the world. He could see all of us delivered from our condemnation and our shame. He could see all of us not going to hell, but going to heaven with him. He could see all of us free throughout the ages. And it was the joy of seeing your deliverance and my deliverance and your cleansing and my cleansing that kept him so strong he could let them nail him to the cross. He could let the judgment come on him. Because this is momentary. This is what I'm seeing and feeling, but it's momentary. That's where I'm going. I can deal with this because this is about to be over. Oh, come on, can you see that? I can deal with these feelings, they're about to be over. I can deal with this not having money, it's about to be over. I can deal with this pain, about to be over. For the joy that's in front of you, before you, I'm expecting it. And it makes me happy. Hallelujah! And that pleases the Father more than when you feel it and see it. That's the part that pleases him the best. I reckon he punches the angel sometimes. Look at that. Look at that. Have you ever seen such shouting of somebody that's in the mess that they're in? Look at that. That's my boy. That's my girl. He's not trying to figure it out. He's already got it figured out. The Bible said when the heathen are making their plans and their wicked schemes, he that sits in the heavens laughs. He goes, they actually think that's going to work. He knows the end from the beginning. Oh, but when you and I trust him, we're not moved by what we don't feel. We're not moved by what we don't see. We're not moved by what we don't have. We believe what he said. And if he said, he supplies all our needs, then I can deal with what's happening now because all my needs will be supplied. You just watch. I mean, when the dust clears, I'll be standing here with everything I need. And if you're crying, going, why isn't it working? I just don't understand. Where's my money? Where's my money? Where's my money? You're not in faith. You're not walking by faith. No faith there. Well, I'm a believer. Well, you're not acting like one. This is not how believers talk. Maybe you're a believer in God, but you're not believing for this situation. Maybe a better way to say it. For the joy that was set before him. Somebody say, for the joy that was set before him. Go with me to the book of Acts, the 16th chapter. Acts 16. Walking by sight keeps you in the present. Faith puts you in the future. when right now is not pleasant, you need to switch channels. And you need to change channels to tomorrow by faith. Or one, you know, not setting a date, but what's in front of me, what's before me, the Word of God coming to pass in my life. Go ahead and be happy about that right now. And that gives you the strength to deal with the unpleasantness that's happening right now. If you believe there is no future, there is no victory, there is no miracle, you can't help but be depressed. But if you believe the Word, and you're really in faith, you're expecting. You're expecting something good to happen. You're expecting great things to break out and take place. You're expecting all my needs to be met. You're expecting my body to change. I'm expecting answers. I'm expecting. I'm expecting. What if I don't get it all right? If you messed everything up, this life's going to be over about that long. And what's going to happen to you then? I'm out of here. I'm with Jesus. You got something to be excited about no matter what if you're a believer.
Amen.
You're a believer.
Yes.
Listen to the, you're in Acts 16, but listen to these, they'll put up on the screen for us. Matthew 5:11. Matthew 5:11. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you, falsely, lying, for my sake. Verse 12. Do what? Do what? When people are lying on you, when people are treating you bad because of your stand for the Lord, what did he say do?
Rejoice.
He didn't just say rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be exceedingly. This gets into that shouting and jumping and spinning stuff. Be exceedingly glad. Why? Because you enjoy people lying on you?
No.
Because you, why are you shouting? People are lying about you. They're defaming you. They're making up stuff. And what do? What did I ever do to them? That's just a lie. That's just a lie. It's not true. So you try to fix it and you try to run around and tell everybody, he did not say that. He did not say to do that. What did he say? Rejoice about what? Because your reward in heaven, which is very real and just in about 10 minutes. Your God time, you're going to get it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me